Have you ever felt dirty, broken, abused, kicked, or even worthless to God? Man, I know I have. I've been there. Let me ask you a question and give you an illustration. If I offered you a $20 bill, would you take it? Most people would say, absolutely. Well, wait a second. Watch this. Work with me here. What if I wadded it up? What if I threw it on the ground? Would you still want it? Okay, wait. What if I stepped on it, kicked it? What if I even spit on it? Would you still want it? Why would you want it? The answer is because I could still go to the store and spend it, right? The answer is that bill still has value. Listen, it has value because of what it is, not how it looks. It has value because of what it is, not where it's been. It has value because of what it is, not what it's been used for. My friends, a clean, crisp $20 bill is worth the very same amount as an ugly, older, well-used one. You see, you may feel like you've been stepped on in life. Some of you listening to my voice right now would say, look, you have no idea how I've been beat up, kicked. In fact, you may feel so dirty, so unworthy, so useless right now, that you would think there is no way a holy God could love me because of who I am and how I am and what I've been through. But I want to encourage you, my friend, with the lesson of the $20 bill. Here's what it is. No matter what you've been through, I'm talking to you right now. No matter what you have been through, listen, you still have value to God, my friend. You have value to Him, not because of what you've been through, but because of who you are. I love that statement from a coach and a mentor and a hero in the faith for me has been Chuck Swindoll, Pastor Chuck Swindoll. He made this statement. Are you at the brink of despair, thinking that you cannot bear another day of heartbreak? He said, I want you to know that your Savior knows your breaking point, the bruising and crushing and melting process. It's designed to reshape you, not ruin you. You see, your value, it's increasing the longer He lingers over you. God bless you, man. I not only love you, but I believe in you. Don't stop now.